Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Alexander. Alexander asks, what to answer when someone asks, what do you do for a living, without giving away curiosity, okay? So, you know, the answer is it depends. It depends on how I'm meeting them. If they're asking me, what do I do for a living, then that means they don't know, right? That makes sense. So if I'm talking to someone who doesn't know me, I'm much more interested in getting to know them than telling them about me. And you'll find that the people that you think are the best conversationalists are actually the people that are the best listeners. They're the people that let you talk when most people don't let you talk. And so instead of, you know, preparing something like epically awesome, which I've heard different advice from people over the years. I've heard that you want to come up with the, you know, number one benefit of your program and hit them right between the eyes with it. To me, that's salesy and pitchy for someone that doesn't know you, all right? So I would look to say as little as possible to someone that doesn't know me that would be asking this question, okay, and instead roll it back to them. So if I'm meeting someone, let's say that I'm at a networking event, and at a networking event, everyone is there to pitch their thing, right? They don't really want to listen to anyone. They just want to get seller. They just want to get leads and get buyers and talk about their thing. That's just how it is. And alcohol, if it's a networking event where there's alcohol served, it amplifies that feeling of me, and just thinking about, you know, themselves. And so if someone comes up and we're at a networking event and they say, hey, what do you do for a living? I would suggest being honest. So let's say that you're a pharmacist, but you do this network marketing thing on the side. Well, I would say, well, you know what? I'm a pharmacist, and I actually have a couple projects on the side that I do. What is it that you do? And I would put more inflection in my voice on what is it that you do. The whole point of answering that question in my head is to quickly get to what is it that you do, and then go into listen mode, which is very easy if you think about it. You know, when I instruct people to listen, for some people it's the hardest thing in the world, but it's really easy. All you're doing is, you know, actively engaging them in the eyes and listening and not talking. And so my suggestion would be, instead of, you know, crafting out something perfect for what do you do for a living that would raise curiosity and get them interested in you, get them interested in you by you first being interested in them. And this is something that, you know, I've heard from different guys like my buddy Larry Binet, who I got to hang out with today, my friend Bob Berg. Both of those guys teach that way of communicating, and I find it very, very powerful. So, you know, you be the one to be willing to give of your time, and you'll find that people will walk away from you thinking you're awesome. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you, my friend, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.